Well, as I wrap up my time as host of the Marketplace Morning Report, we're going to look to the future. And to do that, we're going to take a little field trip to Columbia High School in Maplewood, New Jersey, and find out what exactly the kids are doing these days. Specifically, how they're interacting with technology and what kinds of devices they're using.
Oh, I have everything. I have a laptop. I have iPhone, iPad.
And do you carry around your iPad, your iPhone with you all the time?
I keep my iPhone with me at all times and occasionally my iPad.
I'm actually brand new to the iPhone. I got it about 2 months ago and it's actually perfect. I mean, I have it on me all the time, especially during school. Not during class, of course, but, you know, in the hallways, you take it out, see what's going on. It's very helpful.
And you're a junior.
I'm a junior,
yes. You just got an iPhone 2 months ago. What did you have before that?
I had a regular Verizon flip phone. Keypad, no letters or anything.
When did you get your first phone?
I was a late bloomer. I'd probably say eighth grade, maybe.
Eighth grade. Before that, you didn't have anything.
I had nothing. No, I was late on technology.
And what was the reason for it when you got it? Did your parents want you to have it or did you want it?
I was begging for a while, and then once my mom got it, she fell in love with it. Then she saw the reason why I wanted it.
Yeah, I also have a laptop and an iPhone, and my iPhone's always with me. Like, I just patted my pocket and kind of freaked out because it's in my backpack right now. So, throughout the day, I'll start patting my pockets, kind of freaking out, wondering where it is. So, it's like a necessity.
When did you get your first phone?
My first phone ever was sixth grade.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty early.
I have an iPhone also. I just got it recently for a birthday gift, and now I love my iPhone. It's everywhere. I sleep with it. It's pretty bad, but I love it.
And when did you get your first phone?
It was fifth grade, and it was because my mom wanted me to have a phone because I would be all over for cheerleading, so she wanted me to have a phone just in case something happened.
Yeah, I have a BlackBerry.
Oh,
I'm one of the few people that still have one. But I mean, I love it because it's not an old one. It's a pretty new BlackBerry. And I do also have an iPod Touch and an iPad and a MacBook. So I'm also really up with all the technology.
And when did you get your first phone?
Sixth grade.
So one of the things that's interesting here is that you all have Apple products. I mean, you've got a BlackBerry, but you
but
also
have an Apple product. Apple products. Yeah.
I think a lot of people have Apple products because they're user-friendly. But I think PCs, and Windows in particular, there's a lot of backlash against it because of our experience using it in school. All the computers here run Windows, and it's slow.
Hmm. It seems really institutional. It's something. It's not fun. It's
absolutely
work. So now I want to ask you about what kind of apps you're using on that phone, and specifically social media. But can you just tell me, what would you say are the top three apps that you're using on your smartphone? Basil, Brian, let's start with you.
Top three apps. I'd have to say Instagram, Twitter, and probably the Gmail app.
And are you tweeting or are you just reading other people's tweets?
Most of the time it's reading other people's tweets.
Okay, and what about Instagram?
Instagram, looking at other people's pictures.
Does everyone in high school here use Instagram? Do they use Twitter?
Yeah, they're really popular. Like, some people have thousands of followers, so they have everyone in the school and then more.
I find it really interesting that you didn't say Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook for me, it's more of a homework app, because I usually go on Facebook to connect with classmates about what homework I have to do, asking questions, stuff like that. So Facebook, it's kind of not really as fun anymore as it was in the past.
I like the games, so I have the bike race game, which I have on my app constantly, and then also I'd say Twitter, and then I have the reminder app, which I find very helpful on the iPhone. Your iPhone blinks up, tells you what you have to do.
What kind of people are you following on Twitter?
Mostly my friends. Really, I like to read. I don't like Basil. I don't tweet much. I like to read, see what's going on. Friends, people from other schools, they can tell you what's going on if you have a snow day or something like that.
But you're not following celebrities or news publications like that?
I've got to say that I'm probably on Tumblr, Twitter, and Facebook the most. For Facebook, I have two sports teams that I'm on, and I use that to contact my team. We'll get updates from the coach. We'll get updates from players, whether they can't be there, stuff like that.
Are most of your high school classmates on Facebook with you or?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say we all probably got Facebooks around, you know, middle school into high school. But it's also been nice kind of getting to be in touch with camp friends and family members and stuff. I just friended my 60-something-year-old cousin from Wales that I met at a wedding. So that was kind of cool.
I'm using Twitter for just staying in touch with what's going on in the world.
So you're following news sites and stuff like that?
Yeah, or is it still and I do friends? Social media, and okay. I do my friends. I also have Instagram. Majority of the time, I'm mostly looking at other people's pictures. I like to play my games. Like right now, I'm addicted to Subway Surfers still. So that's Subway all I really Surfer. Do.
I'm getting a lot of ideas for what to download on my phone here.
I also use Twitter a lot. I use mostly Twitter, Instagram, and either YouTube, or the other one would probably be YouTube, or I'm using Vine a lot now.
You know what I find interesting is that none of you said Snapchat, which is all over the news the thing that everyone's
Snapchat.
Using.
I use Snapchat all the time. I forgot about that. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you all use Snapchat?
Yeah. I Snapchat my siblings while they're at work.
What
so.
In the world do you Snapchat? I mean, is it because, tell me, what do you Snapchat?
I send pictures of my friends, pictures of my dogs, sometimes pictures of school because they both went to Columbia, and then just ridiculous selfies.
And why do you want an image that's going to self-destruct within a matter of seconds?
I think mostly because I'm only sending them to my friends and my family, so it's, you know, they're going to see these faces regardless, but this way they can't save them and send them to other people like my mother.
Most of the sites that you guys have talked about are built on the idea of advertising to users. You use them for free and somebody's trying to sell something to you. Do you pay attention to any of the ads? Do any of the ads reach you in any way, and which ones do?
Well, most of the times I just ignore the ads. Like on games, they'll pop up, or Pandora, or on the sides of Facebook or whatever.
You just ignore them.
I just ignore them. And I, you know, like they're in the way almost too, where like you accidentally click on it because they put them in a place where you might accidentally click on it. So usually I just try to just ignore it.
I'm a really big fan of targeted ads because, you know, sometimes they might actually be relevant. Like Facebook has this whole ad campaign that they're doing. You know, if your friends like it and you have similar interests, they have the algorithms for it. And it's great because you actually get things that you might be interested in.
So do you get ads that are
Yeah, absolutely.
To you?
You know, I get things for sporting goods. I get things for bands that I might like. And then I end up checking them out. And yeah, I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah, they're just small inconveniences. I never really click on them on purpose, just usually by accident. Nothing I really pay attention to.
What would appeal to you? If you got an advertisement for X, it would work.
If I got an advertisement maybe for more technology, maybe some more laptops, another phone.
When an ad pops up, the first thing I look for is that little X button on the app to get rid of it. And even the first time you press it, it might not go away. So you stay there three or four times. It's the same thing and when you're watching TV and a commercial comes on. You flip the channel to see what
else
is on.
It's just an annoyance to you at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually hate ads. Like, they're like the worst thing to me. Like, I have even like paid for an app so I wouldn't have to see the ads anymore. So like, I don't know. Basically, ads, they don't really work for me that well.
Are you guys worried at all with all of this social media use about privacy issues, that companies are watching what you're doing, that people are collecting your data, that you're sharing your data with other people, that you don't have control over the information that you're putting out there?
My mother, like from the day I got Facebook, she always told me that colleges and like my future employers would always be able to see what I post on these social media networks. So because I've had that in the back of my mind, so I never really do post anything that I wouldn't share with my parents, basically. So basically with that, I really just keep it clean. Like, I don't do anything bad because I have my dad's parents as friends, so like if they saw anything bad, they would just know to tell me and I would take it off. So
you're very conscious of the amount of information that's out there and who might see it.
Yeah, exactly.
My mom's the exact same way, and believe it or not, I've never had a Facebook for that exact reason, because if I couldn't control myself to do something, you know, something you may think is funny but might come back to haunt you in the future, you don't want it to be on the internet, and once it's on the internet, it's up there forever.
I really don't even use Facebook for posting things about me. I use it more for browsing, and I'll get stuck for hours there. But I never really present anything about myself because I'm afraid that a future employer or something like that it'll be trouble.
Are you connected to your parents on Facebook?
No, because even though I'm not doing something stupid on Facebook, it's not hard for someone else to do something bad and maybe tag me in it or show that I have some kind of involvement.
For me, I think a lot of the things that I post on Facebook or Twitter, 90% of it, if somebody came back to me and said, like, you said this, and I'd be like, yeah, I did. And I'm proud of the fact that I said it. Even if it's like, you know, if it's a video I posted or something, I'd be saying, you know, yeah, that's something I'm willing to attach my name to.
Facebook, since everybody has a Facebook, it's so big. I like follow family members on Facebook, so I keep everything, like, not even personal. Like, anything that's going on, I don't put it on Facebook. Like, I'll, right now, colleges, like, they have, like, college groups, like, oh, chat with people. I think I'll go on there and look at people, but I would never say something about myself on there because I'm just so conscious of it. Like, you don't really need to know that on a social media site, so I keep it very strictly clean.
Yeah, all my accounts, social accounts, are private. Like, on Facebook, my parents, I'm friends with my parents and family, cousins and everything. And back in freshman year or middle school, like, I got, my parents would tell me, like Basil said, you know, you got to take that down, and I'll take it down. But I never go on Facebook anymore. It's kind of just for a project, if you're working on a project with someone, or for sports or whatever. But otherwise, I never really use it.
I'm betting Mark Zuckerberg would not like to hear this conversation, that basically the next generation is not interested in his site anymore.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, more people aren't really using it that much. But that's personally my opinion.
If you could give advice to the older generation about what you've learned about how to use social media, what would it be?
From personal experience, my dad, he posted embarrassing pictures of me when I was little. That's definitely a no-no.
You know, actually, I have friends who are young parents, and they have decided not to put any photos of their kids on Facebook or Instagram because they don't want the kid to grow up, be 17, and all of a sudden have this big history online.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because actually, I remember when I was like 9, we went to the beach, and I really had a bad haircut that particular beach day. And all of a sudden, one day, I see all these pictures from my beach trip come up on my Facebook feed, and I was just like, whoa, dude, like,
yeah,
this is
crazy.
Yeah, they
might be cute to the parents, but not to you.
The main thing is, don't scold your children on Facebook. I've seen it happen so much. It's really awkward to see. It's like watching kind of like a train wreck one comment at a time. You know, they just get into it and they forget that it's a public space. So everyone's able to see it, and it's just really terrible to watch.
There is such a thing as oversharing. You know, just be aware that what you say is being seen and people are taking note.
Well, Anna Lascari, Brianna Horde, Ellie Williams, Max Gould, Timothy Gray, Basil Bryant here at Columbia High School in Maplewood, New Jersey. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.